White, St. Helena, California, March 1st, 1905. W.C. White. We have just received from you the letter saying it is best to send for Mabel. Do not you worry about Grace at all. She came with the boys into my room, her cheeks red as a rose, her eyes bright. She is just as cheerful as you would wish to see. She has plenty of care, and says she feels no pain. Her hand is firmly splinted up, so she cannot hurt it. I let them have my wheeled chair, but she is in no need of it. She is trotting about with someone at her heels all the time. Now, we have decided that Sister Williams is the one to be at San Diego, and will send a line to her at once. I have just had a talk with Sister Taphouse, and she gives the highest recommendation of Sister Williams. She says that she can act as nurse and physician, and is one well calculated to receive and as matron fill that place. She has been receiving $20 per week, but the place, where she has been, has required more labor than she could continue to give them. Sister Taphouse says she is just what we need in the sanitarium at San Diego, and that she would not expect any such wages as she has been having. I told her to write to her at once, and I will also write to her to come. She is loose, unemployed now, I believe. But I am glad that this matter is settled. Now, in regard to Mabel, I shall write to her to come at once and go to the sanitarium, if this is your mind. I shall feel with such a woman as Sister Williams, she is safe and can work in with her nicely as matron, or in any other line, such as nurse. Her wages can be decided on when she is fitted to a position in some line. Now, I feel very hopeful for Mabel since talking with Sister Taphouse. So this is the result of our morning interview. I could not see how we could spare Sister Nelson when we have to draw every string possible to accomplish the work of the two books. Sarah, I understand, will be home on the morrow, and I am to part with Lucinda in about 1 week. I am doing what I can, but I must lighten up a little and not carry the heavy loads I have been carrying, writing and reading. But I am doing well. Night before last, I slept until 1 o'clock. Last night, March 1st, until 3:30. We shall be very glad to see you at home and where we can consult you. I have written to Edson, and he has written me. I will send you his letter. I was glad to receive so good and sensible letter from him. Mother, I will write to Sister Gottsian.